Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $200 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $200 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, spread, totals, player props.
$200 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In-app only.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Whatever happens today, take it on with a fresh cup of True Brew Coffee. Now only $1 with True Rewards. True North Store's True Brew Coffee is a hot, flavorful gourmet blend created from coffee beans from around the world. As a free True Rewards member, pick the size that is perfect for you and pay only $1. Don't have the True Rewards mobile app? Find it in the Apple or Google Play Store to download and save instantly. True North Convenience Stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
This is WEEI Afternoons
with Andy Hart, Nick Fitzy Stevens,
and three-time Super Bowl champion Ted Johnson on WEEI.
Back here at WEEI Afternoons, Andy Hart, Nick Fitzy Stevens, Ted Johnson, and joined in studio by our guy, the Razor. We picked him up last year, and we loved it, and so we're sticking with it. And he's in studio, and the man has some willpower. I know that because there's tremendous barbecue over there, and he didn't eat it.
Yep.
No, I didn't. I was staring it down, but I got my suit on. It's going to end up somewhere.
You do have your TV
clothes on.
You got a long night ahead of you.
Yeah.
Let's start with some positivity, because I think a lot of people thought there might be a long season ahead of us all. And then I watched a hockey game last night, and I am not a hockey puckhead expert by any means, but the theory we went with yesterday was if Swayman's good and Pasta scores, mm-hmm. you might win some games. Well, Swayman was really good. Pasta scored, and you won the game. And I'd actually like to start here. Marco Sturm, his first period interview on TNT, would have been better if it was with you, but on TNT, all smiles, appreciative seemingly of his lot in life and where he is and what he's doing. What is he bringing to this team? Is what I saw some insight into what he's bringing to the team?
And what you saw is Marco Sturm.
Yeah.
I played with him. He was here, a teammate of mine, one of the most positive teammates that I'd ever played with.
What you see is what you get.
What you see is what you get. And I think what you saw on the ice is what you get from him as well in organization, discipline, structure. He is full, very A-type. Everything's going to be the same every day. He expects everybody to be in a certain position at all times. He'll do it in a positive way, in a smiley way, but in a very direct way as well. So I think what we saw yesterday, what we've seen through camp is what you get with Marco, what you're going to get with this team. Now, it's very, very important to get off to a good start for this team. If it goes 5-1 the other way, tonight's a different story. This weekend, the amount of games in October is a different story. So certainly very, very positive in Bruinland after game one.
What did you make of the power play? I think was an issue for this team. Obviously, last year I think they ranked the bottom of the league in power play. That was a great power play goal that they had. Got into the zone fast. Just talk about just the special teams in particular. They had five penalty kill opportunities as well, which is maybe not good. But just talk about the special teams in particular last night.
So that's part of the checklist, right? The checklist was Swayman. The checklist was defensive structure and organization, and then special teams. Since I came back following these guys, and when I played against the Bruins, they were always top five, top 10 in both power play and penalty kill. And last year, they're at the bottom. And that's a direct correlation to where they ended up in the standings. They brought Steve Spott in, assistant coach, or associate coach, I guess is his real title, with Sturmey. He's a guy who's... He coached against me and juniors in the late 90s up in Ontario. He's been around forever. He's followed Pete DeBoer for the most part, been to Stanley Cup finals, been to conference finals, and he's run power plays at all of those places with high-end players, with high-end talent, and he has a great mind for special teams. And the guys alluded, Sturmey alluded it to it, David alluded to that play was does, you know, he drew that up yesterday morning. He saw that in the tape. He knew they could go indirect.
The indirect pass
correct,
off the board there?
Exactly. Okay. So it's just to use a point. He doesn't have a magic play every single right. game, right? Like right. There isn't magic plays, and unlike football, you can only do so much with the tape and what you see in hockey. Sure. But the point of that is they're much more oriented to those special. They know how much they had to get better at it. They know how much it failed them last year, and the reality is last season, if they took five penalties, they only got two power plays. And they were in a 1-1 game in the third period, they were losing that game last season. The one way or the other, their power play wasn't going to get that goal, and their penalty kill was going to give one up after their power play didn't get it last season. So I think we saw a lot last night of the contrast from just 3 weeks with this new coaching staff compared to last season.
So we got to talk about Swayman.
Yeah.
Last year, I'll be honest, I hated him. Just in like everything he said in the contract and the business, like didn't want to hear him talk. And then you get the deal and then you don't show up. I'm watching games. We were keeping track of games where he allowed like five goals or more. And there was a bunch of them. Mm-hmm. And then he said this offseason, he's a new human. And last night he looked like a guy that is a franchise goalie. Are we going to get back to that? Is he going to live up to his contract, his own expectations, our expectations? Because you talk about getting off to a fast start was important.
Yeah.
Maybe no more necessary for anyone other than him.
No question. More important for him to get off to a hot start than David getting 3 points
right.
last night. If David went 0 for last night,
we know it's
we
coming.
Know it's coming. With Jeremy, he certainly knows that he's feet are to the fire, and any starting goalie after the contract and the season that went last season, he knows that he has to step up. So, listen, I'm not over exaggerating towards one game. Well, I'm not doing
right.
that. But what we also saw last night was no breakaways, no 2-on-1s, no odd man rushes. The penalty kill we touched on didn't break down. They gave up 11 power play shots last night, but they weren't the ones through the middle of the ice. They weren't seeing passes. They weren't from behind the net to the front of the net. They did a better job
tough
on
angles.
The outside.
Yep.
So goaltenders are a product of the circumstance as well. And
right.
and if the circumstance out in front of is more structured than Jeremy Swayman, then my expectation for him is to play like that last night all the time. Not give up any weak goals, be solid, make one or two saves that you have to make as an NHL goaltender and win games. So I'm not, there's no predictions here, not doing the if game. He has to do it. There's just no way other than saying he has to do it and he has to play like that continually.
Andrew, this time last year, there was a lot of just drama. It felt like in the preseason, you know, you had Jim Montgomery still was a lame duck, and you had, you know, obviously Jeremy not being there for a lot of the training camp, you know, wrinkled some feathers, if you will. But this year's training camp's pretty quiet, you know, nothing really much to report on. And do you think that's a good sign that just things were just kind of quiet and there wasn't a lot of drama? And so it bodes well for maybe them getting off to a good start?
No question. And in hindsight, to your points of hindsight last season and us looking back, well, they're going to figure it out. The Bruins, they'll get back to it. It is a little chaotic. It feels like things aren't really going the right way. There's a little bit of tension, whether it was Swayman, whether it was Montgomery. There was a feel when you're around it, and you guys have been around locker rooms and been around, you know, people long enough. You get a sense. But I was always, this has never happened here as long as I've seen it. And as long as Zdeno's been around, this hasn't happened. So they're going to pull through it. But hindsight proved us that it did affect them, and they didn't pull out of it all the way through the season. It was a spiral. So certainly different this season, and certainly they didn't have a choice either. Mm-hmm. They had no choice to not have a great training camp and come out of this season a little sluggish. So if they look like they did last night and they find a way again tonight, that pulls you through 10, 15 games. Now, at some point here in October, you have to start making adjustments. You have to start changing what you thought this team would be or certain players would be and say, okay, we have to make this adjustment or that adjustment. Or you look around the league and say, all right, this team's doing that. We have to incorporate this a little bit or change this. So that's going to be on Marco as a new head coach that he's never done. I don't know what that's going to look like, but to this point, it's been a masterclass in being organized, being ready, and hitting the ground running.
So Andrew Raycroft here with us on WEEI Afternoons, as he will be, I think, pretty much every Thursday through the season. Hopefully it continues to trend as it has after one game. But, you know, there's another one tonight.
There's
back
only
to
81
back.
Left, so what bad could happen now?
So as we sort of check off the big talking points of the offseason or heading into the season, we've talked about the coach, we've talked about the goalie and the scoring, the different things. You mentioned Zdeno Chara. They don't have a captain. I believe it's since 2001, the first time they started a year without a captain. In the world of hockey, in the world of the Boston Bruins, they have three alternate captains, right?
Yeah.
Is that a big deal, or is that the old joke that Ted and I kind of made off air yesterday? Like, if you have three quarterbacks, you don't have one. If you have three alternate captains, does that mean you don't have a captain, you don't have a leader?
No, I think leadership just it comes in all different forms and ways of controlling dressing rooms and reacting to different scenarios. For me, this was an easy decision to not have one this year. I'm glad they didn't. So San Jose Sharks, for instance, they're in a much different place. Joe Thornton left there. He was a longtime captain. He's retired now 3 or 4 years. They haven't had a captain since there. They went with five guys.
Jeez.
They have a young group. They have Macklin Celebrini, who is down the road here at BU, that hockey people around here have heard his name, first overall pick. He's going to be the captain, but they've surrounded him with four other guys. I'm glad the Bruins didn't roll out four. Yep. I was concerned. I would have been more concerned if they said, okay, we're going to go Charlie and David, and then we're going to rotate an assistant through every other week or every month. That doesn't feel right to me.
No.
This scenario with them going with just the three guys, Hampus Lindholm is an absolutely perfect scenario for that third spot as an assistant, and let this season play out. It's not going to make a difference them winning a cup or losing a cup if they don't have someone with a C on their jersey at this point. But because they have three good people with A's on, and they have very good leadership in the bottom six, which I don't think they had a lot of last season.
Do you
think they've got that?
There's eventually a C in that group, or is there a different C that we don't know where it is now?
The C's coming out of that group.
Yeah. Okay.
The C's coming out of that group. I think they want to. I think you will take a lot from this season. There's a lot that goes into it that I wouldn't be privy to on what makes that decision, but my sense is the captain's in the group of A's.
Who makes that decision?
It's a good question.
Does it vary from team to team?
It does.
I think Cam Neely has a say.
Oh, yeah. Cam Neely.
But does Marco Sturm have a say? What's that balance?
It would be, I don't know. So certain teams, the captain would mean less, right? Like there's teams that the Columbus Blue Jackets have been around for 25 years, and they probably had six captains, seven captains, eight captains.
Right.
The Bruins have had eight captains in 50 years, and it's original six, and it's Boston, and it's the Bruins, and they have a lot of numbers retired that have Hall of Famers.
So it's more prestigious, maybe.
Much more prestigious.
Yeah.
Much more prestigious.
Okay.
Being the captain of the Montreal Canadiens or the Boston Bruins, or Detroit, like an original six team,
New York
it means
Yankees.
More. You have to think about it more. I think the person who makes the decision who the captain is goes up a lot further in an organization like the Bruins compared to franchise A.
Yeah, interesting. Okay, so the top line looked pretty good last night, right, with Geeky and Lindholm and Pasta. Who do you think can maybe separate themselves, one of the young forwards in that second and third line or fourth line? Who do you think can maybe distinguish themselves from those groups, those lines, being a young forward?
Well, Frazier Minton's the youngest guy who stuck. He killed him. He had the most penalty kill time last night, which is pretty impressive for a 20-year-old kid. Will he chip in offensively right away? I think he's more dialed in as a third line center to really get his defensive game, his structure, and understanding where he needs to be on the ice. It's It's the big question. Of course, that top line's going to get points. It's where's the other scoring come from? Now, I think the idea is they don't need to get a whole lot of it if they play really well defensively. But for me, more so than the forwards, it's the back end. With McAvoy and Lindholm being fully healthy, they're the ones that are going to have to drive some of that secondary offense. They're going to have to score from the back end. They were second last in the league in defense scoring last year. Toronto was the last. They were second last with 14 goals from their D. Cale Makar in Colorado had 30. So they need to find a way to up some of that offense from the back end. And whether that's those second and third lines crashing the net and getting hit with pucks and tipping pucks and causing chaos in front and just being kind of meat and potatoes, that seems like more of the reality than just one of the middle six coming out of nowhere like Morgan Geeky did last year and scoring 35 goals. I think it's more by committee, and the back end has to drive it.
So I do a lot of Twitter polls on various questions. Yesterday's was, are the Bruins a playoff team as they begin the season?
And that was fun.
76% said no. It was pretty resounding. Is that a negative view? Is that a realistic view? Do you think they are a playoff team?
Well, I think it's no. It can. I mean, for the 76% that's realistic view, right? I think there's no one picking this team to win the division. I wouldn't pick this team to win the division because of what we've just talked about. But I think what we did see and what we have seen here in the last 3 weeks is there is a blueprint to scratch wins out this season, and it's really easy from last season. To how it was so bad at the end of the season, to look at that and say, man, they're so far away. But the reality is that the Four Nations in February, when we went into Four Nations before Charlie McAvoy got hurt, they were in the playoffs. They were right there. And we talked about the chaos of the season and Montgomery getting fired and Swayman playing bad. And this team was still in the playoffs in February. Now, I'm not saying that that's automatic this year, but There's a possibility. There's a way to hang around the landscape in the wild card. There's a way to play and stay in games and get overtime points and stay in the mix. And I think that's what this team will do. If they make a move and the right moves at the right time at the deadline or before that and get maybe one more score, I think they can push themselves into a playoff spot.
Does Pasta have to have, so let's see, he had 3 points last night, three times 82. Is he going to have 250 points on the season for that to happen?
Well, if that's the case, then the 76% are completely right. It's crazy. He led the league last year in the percentage of points for his team at 47%. McDavid was 46, Draisaitl was 46. David was basically that basically tells you he's the MVP of the league MVP of his team.
Yeah, Dan Ball, our producer, was arguing, and I was like, I don't think you can be this bad and argue you're the MVP.
He legitimately could have been the last 2 years he could have been with him getting 100 points and the next best guy getting 57 and 67 the last couple of seasons. It will look similar to that. He's going to get 100 points again. You see that if he's healthy, plays 80 games, he's going to get 100 points. He's just that good. So. But can they get into the playoff? The question, can you get into the playoffs with just him getting 100 points and everyone else 45? It's really hard nowadays in the NHL. There's just too much scoring.
The style of play that the Bruins are going to be known for, it feels like they just want to be a gritty, tough team, right? And Cam, but Cam kind of alluded in the preseason, interview that he did, basically that, they're still looking for offensive firepower and that is something that they are going to be keeping their eye out for. Do you see them doing something mid-season to kind of bolster that part of the team up?
I do. I 100%. They're trying. They tried all summer. You're seeing it just the last couple of days. Jack Eichel signs, Connor McDavid signs, Kyle Connor signs in the NHL. These guys are all 40 goal scorers, 100 point players. They don't grow on trees and they don't fall off of trees when free agency comes. They get locked up. The Bruins wanted to get a bunch of guys that they signed with their teams last season. They couldn't go out and get anybody, or there weren't anybody available really this summer that would fit that goal scoring prowess. So there will be opportunities to make trades, and I'm sure Don Sweeney's calling for that. They're very aware that they would love to add one more piece to help David just a little bit and take some of the pressure off him scoring wise and help power play, etc. So I there's no question that if there's a deal to be made, they're going to make it. Absolutely. They want to be aggressive, and they know they can be aggressive with that.
So we talked about Swayman. Obviously, he's not going to play 82 games.
No.
I heard a comment from Marco Sturm, something about he's sort of a 2-1 guy, but he doesn't really map it out. Yeah. How do we expect that to play out so we don't read too much into it as we start to analyze the goaltending?
Yeah, so I don't read. Korpisalo is going to play tonight.
Okay.
They have 13 games before Halloween. 13 okay. games in 21 days to start the season. An 82-game season that stretches 7 months,
yep.
and you have 13 out of the gates. You're going to see a lot of Korpisalo. Okay. I would expect an 8-5 kind of split here. Out of that first 13.
Not an easy schedule to start.
No.
I mean, because then in November, two West Coast trips that are going to be long?
Correct. Everybody's schedule is brutal. Los Angeles Kings played Colorado, one of the best teams at home, played Vegas, the second best team last night, and then they go to Winnipeg and play the best team on Saturday. There's a ton of bad schedules, tough schedules because of the Olympics, because how condensed it is. So everybody's going to need their other goalie. I think the split is 50-32 at the end of this season. I think that and that's with both goalies playing well. I think that's kind of the sweet spot for this. And you're definitely not going to read too much into who's playing or where they're playing. There's definitely an opportunity that 8-5 goes the other way. If Korpisalo rattles off 6 in a row here to start the season, then you
will be reading into that.
Well, we will be reading into it, but it's just the way the season sets up that you can, in October, November, you can do it with and still have everybody on the same page and get everybody back by Christmas.
So you mentioned the Olympics coming off the Four Nations and the success of that.
Ugh.
Obviously,
was it? I mean, it was, but not for Charlie McAvoy.
Not for the Bruins.
It was literally the worst thing that could have happened for the Bruins.
But
might have been the coolest hockey game I've ever seen in my life.
It was pretty cool.
Okay,
it
I wasn't
was
around for like 1980 and all those things.
I was. It was awesome. It was awesome.
Well, you're old.
thank you. Yes.
But how do we expect that to play out? Some Bruins in the mix? Like, how does that all play out? And then we learned a lesson last year. If you're going to play physical hockey, you can get hurt and it can affect your Bruins season.
Yes, you certainly, the Bruins of all teams learned the lesson how much these mid-season tournaments. I guess the Olympics will have different referees, so there won't be three fights. We will not get so Four Nations had NHL referees. The Olympics will have double IIHF referees, guys that you know Europe code ref in Europe that
the,
you will
the Chuck Chuck brothers will be playing in
no,
it.
No, so they're going to be grinding. Just it won't look the same. It won't have the same physicality, I suppose.
Okay.
But
is it the Olympic arena? Is this bigger space? Is
correct.
It, yeah,
so it'll be Olympic ice surface, so which is different. A little bit wider, a little bit more room, which will affect the physicality part of it. There's going to be a lot of hype for it, and that's about for our game, right? Yeah. You guys talk football all day. For hockey people, the Olympics, Winter Olympics especially, is a big deal because we end up on NBC for the next 6 months. You're going to see Charlie McAvoy's face plastered. The Kachucks, they'll be plastered across all of the social media
but
and everything.
You guys get the importance of that, where I don't think the other sports do. You guys as players know the importance of that being, even though you're not getting paid for it, how important it is for your sport, right?
We do. Yes, we do. And guys, it's important to, like, our international hockey is important, especially in Canada and even here in the United States now, as you're seeing, it's starting to grow, but definitely in Sweden and in Czech Republic. That's kind of where your legacy really gets made. The Brad Marchands, Patrice Bergeron, Sidney Crosbys, they're known for winning gold medals in the Olympics in Canada, just as much as Stanley Cup. So, guys take it very seriously and are very, very honored to be able to get those opportunities. So the Bruins will have McAvoy, of course, he's there. Swayman will have competition to get on Team USA. He won world championship gold, but there's two or three or four other goalies fighting for that third spot. Of course, David Pastrnak, Elias Lindholm, Hampus Lindholm, they'll be on Sweden. So I would expect the Bruins to be down 5 or 6 guys. Zach will play as well. So, yeah, 6 or 7 guys that'll be playing during the Olympics, which my guess is about about average of all the NHL teams.
All right, before we let you go, you sort of brought it up, marketing and TV and NBC. Something I was sort of bitching about because I couldn't believe it was real. We're sitting here doing the show yesterday, and I'm watching the Florida Panthers, and I'm like, are they showing a recap? And then I'm like, wait, is this their opener? The Florida Panthers, the Stanley Cup champions, are opening up at home. So, like, it's that big night. Like, you know, in football, we're used to Thursday night. You get your own
night. Late afternoon is
and
what
it was. Yeah, it was like 4 o'clock. Like, how does that happen? What the hell was going on there?
Oh, and not to mention right in the middle of, like, Major League Baseball.
Yes. Playoffs. Like, what are we doing?
And, yeah. Well, I get the reality is this is the reality, and this is why, I mean, the Boston Bruins are on national TV this coming into this season, maybe making the playoffs, maybe not. The Bruins have the most national TV games. So we get Nesson got poached the most out of everybody in the league, and it comes down to people will watch Pittsburgh, New York much more than what they'll watch Chicago and Florida, even if it's a Stanley
even
Cup raising banner.
Yeah, wow.
So you put the Rangers on at 8 o'clock. If it wasn't the Rangers in Pittsburgh, it would have been Boston and Pittsburgh at 8 o'clock. So it really comes down to the draw, the ratings number and what teams. And the Bruins, Pittsburgh, Rangers, no matter what's going on, will draw more than anyone down here in the United States.
Interesting.
All right, yep. So 2-0 tonight?
Yeah.
Oh, yeah, yeah. Of course. Nothing to see here. Move along.
Nothing to see. No, Chicago's much more of a rebuilding scenario than the Bruins. I think the way the Bruins have played thus far, and I'm including preseason, will negate what Chicago's good at, which is skill and speed. They should be able to slow them down. They should actually be able to score some goals. And yeah, I think they're going to continue the momentum off last night. I had this one to win all the way. So, yeah, 2-0, why not?
I love it. Then there'll only be 80 left.
That's right, 2-82. 2-80 is pretty good still.
Yes.
Don't forget, Morning Brew.
Morning Brew.
Billy Jaffe, Andrew Raycroft.
As somebody who loves a play on words, it's one of the better podcast radio show type names out there, Morning Brew. Love it. Andrew Razor Raycroft, good luck on TV.
Thank you.
Kept your clothes clean because you didn't
have
any barbecue. And we will we'll talk to you next.
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $200 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $200 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, Spread, Totals, Player Props.
$200 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In app only.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Whatever happens today, take it on with a fresh cup of True Brew coffee. Now only $1 with True Rewards. True North Store's True Brew coffee is a hot, flavorful gourmet blend created from coffee beans from around the world. As a free True Rewards member, pick the size that is perfect for you and pay only $1. Don't have the True Rewards mobile app? Find it in the Apple or Google Play Store to download and save instantly. True North Convenience Stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
Next Thursday, man.
Thanks, guys.
Andrew Razor Raycroft here on WEEI Afternoons. Up next, the Bruins are playing real hockey. The Celtics, well, they're playing some exhibition basketball. We'll break that down. Jaylen Brown, you see that? 21 points in the first half. You see that, Ted Johnson? 21 points. That's 42 in a full game. We'll talk about it next here on WEEI Afternoons. But first, Dan Ball has what's trending.
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $200 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $200 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, Spread, Totals, Player Props.
$200 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In-app only.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
Whatever happens today, take it on with a fresh cup of True Brew coffee. Now only $1 with True Rewards. True North Store's True Brew coffee is a hot, flavorful gourmet blend created from coffee beans from around the world. As a free True Rewards member, pick the size that is perfect for you and pay only $1. Don't have the True Rewards mobile app? Find it in the Apple or Google Play Store to download and save instantly. True North Convenience Stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
Kevin Stefanski and Andrew Berry, do you think that they are good at what they do?
Yeah, I think so. Well, Stefanski, two-time coach of the year. Andrew Berry, I don't know. Do we blame the Haslams for the Deshaun Watson debacle?
The questions and the criticisms are more about ownership than anybody on the sideline or in the GM.
He's the head coach of a franchise owned by Jimmy Haslam, so who knows? If you put him in a more stable situation with a less volatile compound in the owner's box, maybe you'd get more.
The Ken Carmen Show with Anthony Lima on Apple Podcasts, Spotify, and wherever you get your podcasts.